Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us on ABQ Connect Day. I'm going to call this Legacy Church Day. We've got an exciting program for you with the leadership of Legacy Church on the program. Please say hello to Pastor Steve Smotherman and Pastor Daniel McCabe. Gentlemen, welcome to ABQ Connect.
Thanks for having us,
Tim. We appreciate it.
Hey, Pastor Smotherman, I understand that you guys are open and having live services. Tell us about that.
Well, it's wonderful. First of all, it's great, and people seem to be really enjoying being back. And
oh yeah,
and we're just continuing to serve God and worship God and do what God's called us to do.
Well, Pastor, I know that you've had a lot of things going on. Not only are you pastoring the people at Legacy, but you're also having to deal with some of the government officials and things. And how has that experience been? Does that leave you with an emptiness inside, or do you just feel empowered by God and you can just say what God's given you to say and then watch Him work with it?
Well, first of all, I never thought I would have to be able, I never thought I'd be in a position where I would have to do or believed I was compelled to do to speak to government officials. I do believe that we are the conscience of the state, the church, and I do believe we're the critic of these political figures, especially when they get out of line.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. I mean, it's not fun by any means, but I do believe that God has prepared me all this time to be able to take these stands and not worry about what the government or governor or the political people think.
Yes. Pastor McCabe, I want to ask you a question, and this may seem silly, but I think it's kind of important. I think the rules kind of encourage people not to touch each other. How do you keep the Christian from giving hugs, especially if they haven't seen each other for 8 weeks?
Well, that's a good question, Jim. Actually, Pastor Steve has actually talked about that to our entire congregation, to just let people know, hey, respect one another, because there's several people that they're not comfortable shaking hands, they're not comfortable hugging.
Mm.
So don't go in for that unless you know that's what they want to do, and don't get offended if they don't want to shake your hand. That's okay as well. So as people slowly come back, they want to feel safe, and so pastors actually address that in our services just so that everyone's got a level playing field and so that everyone knows, hey, we're coming back together, but certain people are only comfortable with certain things, so respect that and honor them as they want to function that way.
Yeah. Wow, that's a neat thing. Pastor Steve, how do you get these ideas about what you're going to talk to your congregation about? Do you just kind of consider what you're dealing with personally and how people are reacting to you, and then you teach the whole congregation?
Well, I think it's a combination of a lot of things. You know, I have a great staff, a great team. I have great executives, and they have a lot of input. And so we sit down and discuss it, think about it, you know, meditate, like, okay, what should we say? What shouldn't we say? We're, you know, first of all, here's who we are. Now, how do we process people? And so I think I have a great team around me that helps me to put the message together. And then I, you know, obviously get to deliver it. And so, you know, it's just our philosophy and my belief that as adults can pick and choose what they want to do. I mean, that's why we're adults. And so from that kind of vantage point, my team helps me put together a thought or message to help articulate it to the church.
I love it. I love the team approach and the wisdom that brings. And I want to ask you, Pastor, switching away from, you know, COVID and how we've dealt with that. I've had you on here a few weeks ago where you talked about how you felt like your congregation was very healthy, starting maybe to get a little antsy about being at home, but taking advantage of the online technologies and things and a lot of the phone calls and things that you're able to do remotely. But now I want to ask you about what's happening this Tuesday. This next Tuesday, we have a primary election. And I know that you're one of the few pastors, and I hope you don't mind this testimony, that has the courage to talk about politics. And you talk about it on a national level. You talk about it on a local level. Tell us how important the primary election is going to be for New Mexico and the general election in November.
Well, I think in the primary, we have to get the right people who stand for the right values. I mean, I think we can see today, everybody can, whether you're a a Democrat, Republican, or independent, you can see bad leadership when it's being done. And our, you know, for instance, our governor, we put her in office. Who would have thought we'd be in a position like this where we can witness horrific leadership? And so leadership is important. You know, when the righteous rule, that they're blessed. When they don't, they groan. Mm-hmm. And when the unrighteous rule. And so, I think it's important we pick a candidate that believes in our values and our beliefs. Our values are biblical values, because yes, everybody has different values. So mm-hmm. hopefully people vote their biblical world, view, that they come from the scriptures. And I think the primary is important to win in the general. Mm. So I think it's very important.
Well, Pastor, I sometimes hear Christians thinking that they shouldn't even be involved in the political process. Do you ever hear that from people in your congregation?
Oh, I hear it all over. And my response to that is, the people who lead us, it makes a difference. Mm. The people who are, you know, they say, well, it doesn't make a difference. Well, everybody's seeing that the people leading us today makes a huge difference in our lives. Mm-hmm. And so it just validates what I've been saying for years and years and years. Those that lead us, those that we put in office, it does matter. And when people say, well, I'm just not into politics, it affects your life. And because it affects your life, you have to be into it somewhat to be an informed voter and vote. You know, the statistics prove out or say that 50% of Christians are registered and only 25% of them vote. Mm. Only half of them will vote. And I'm thinking, man, when we don't stand up for our values and our biblical worldview values and our beliefs, then we get leaders such as we have today in our state.
Mm-hmm. Well, it could really change the complexion of things. Tomorrow we have your friend and the leader of the Republican Party of New Mexico, Steve Pierce, on the program in the morning. And then on Friday, and this is all kind of related to encouraging people to get out to vote and provide opportunities for education. On Friday, we have Vince Torres. He is the director of the Family Policy Alliance. I think you're familiar with Vince. And we also have Ethel Maharg with the Right to Life Committee on Friday. And the reason we're doing this, and it, what's surprising to me is how many Christian Democrats there are that are actually pro-life. And so I want our listeners to know about these individuals, because I think they're a breath of fresh air in a party that nationally absolutely won't even acknowledge that pro-life is even a position. They think that a woman's right to choose is, and the baby doesn't have, you know, any choice in the matter. And it's just devastating. We think about how many abortions are performed in this country nationally every year, and how many late-term abortions there actually are. So I'm all the way behind you, Pastor. I appreciate you speaking boldly about that topic. And we're trying to educate people on the folks that are in the Democrat Party and the Republican Party that are standing up for their biblical values. So I'm excited to see what God's going to do with that. It's going to be, you know, pretty amazing. Pastor Daniel, I want to switch to you and talk to you about some stories that you might share with us about how Legacy has been able to help people through the last 8-9 weeks of the pandemic.
That's actually been one of, you know, obviously no one likes the pandemic, no one likes the stay-at-home order, but it's been one of the best things about it is seeing people come alongside, people give of their resources, give of their time to really help people. And we've helped tens of thousands of people in our city and also in our state, getting needed food and supplies, whether it's to a reservation or to an elderly person that really can't or isn't comfortable leaving their home, and then as well with children. And we can talk a little bit more about that in the last segment.
Sure.
But, you know, that's been the best part, is being able to help people. And there's been so many people in need and so many people hurting. And so being able to come alongside and be that help has been really great for our church.
We are on the phone this afternoon right now with Pastor Steve Smotherman, the senior pastor of Legacy Church in Albuquerque, and Daniel McCabe, his assistant pastor. And gentlemen, I'm amazed. I hear about all the things that you're doing. We're going to be joined later in the hour by Dustin King, who is kind of the liaison for your homeless ministry outreach and Feed New Mexico Kids. We're also going to hear from Travis Clark, who's your director of the Steel Bridge Homeless Ministry. And of course, Pedro Jaramillo, who is a pastor and director of Expect a Miracle. Pastor Steve, I want to say those gentlemen I just mentioned, they're all kind of part of your team too. And they're doing amazing things in our community.
Well, you know, they are. And the one thing that I decided a long time ago is that Legacy Church cannot do everything, and we don't need to do everything. But we can partner with people who are already making a difference. And so Pastor Pedro, you know, Steel Bridge, even Feed New Mexico Kids, you know what, we just partner with them and maybe help them do what they do better. Mm-hmm. We don't have to run it. They do their thing. They have success with doing what they're doing, and so we just get to partner with them. And I think that's part of the body of Christ, is finding these guys out there actually making a difference and saying, "Hey, how can we come alongside you and help you? And what do you need?" And so these guys are awesome.
Hey, tell us about the Legacy Academy, Pastor Steve. I know that you kind of had to shut down school near the end of the year. And will the Academy be able to open up for school, or will you have to continue doing things online?
No, Jim, I want to say this, and I'll say it publicly on your radio station. Mm-hmm. We will never shut down again like this. I don't care what happens. Mm. We will never let a government or this government dictate to us what we do. Our school, as of right now, is going to open up in August like it always does, and we're going to have school. We're just going to have school. And, you know, and my thought, too, is on the COVID-19, if this stuff is so contagious, and it is bad if people have died, mm-hmm. no doubt, and it's sad. Mm-hmm. But if it's so bad, why do they have to manufacture the numbers? I know of two cases in New Mexico where people have died of heart attacks, and they put COVID on it. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, if it's so deadly, you don't have to manufacture the numbers. And no one's really talking much about that, even the Republican Party or these leaders. Uh-huh. And my thought is this. We have to live our lives. We can't be shut down every time one person decides we are. And as Americans, as New Mexicans, we should just live our life the way we think is best.
Yes. Well, and I know that you're thoughtful and careful, even in our discussion earlier in this segment about, you know, how you're appreciating the feelings of other people. You know, don't want to just walk up to somebody and give them a big hug when they're kind of nervous about it. You want to minister to them and think about that. So I know everything you do is with love and care and thoughtfulness. So we really appreciate that a lot. And I'm excited to see how all the churches in town get back to in-person services. And of course we pray God protects people and that truly people are thoughtful. I mean, if you are sick, you obviously need to let people know about that and stay away from others and be careful about that. Now testing is more readily available. Pastor Daniel, are you guys at all working with any of the authorities on in terms of testing people or helping them if they have concerns about possibly having COVID?
That's not something we've specifically had any requests for. I mean, basically, the majority of the requests that have come in, we've definitely been on that to help people. We do know the resources that are there to kind of point people. If they ask us for some of those questions, we would definitely help them along the way with that as well.
Awesome, awesome. Pastor Steve, I want to thank you for joining us in our first segment. I know Daniel's going to stay with us on the phone, and we're going to be joined here in our second segment by Travis Clark with Steel Bridge. Pastor Steve, any closing comments? I appreciate you boldly challenging everybody with this. Hey, we are going to stay open no matter what from this point forward. That's neat.
Well, you know, one thing I'd like to say is we live in a very awkward time. We don't know whether we should fist bump. I call it the chicken wing. We don't know whether we should hug or just stay away. Mm. And I do think we have to respect every person's right to protect themselves, mm-hmm. to what makes them feel safe. They want to wear a mask, wear a mask. You don't. That's your call. And I want to say that when I say we're going to stay open, we're not dumb. We do have taken protocols. We have taken measures. But at the same token, I respect what God gave us, free will. And we are asking people, if you're sick, to stay at home, not to come. But we have to respect everybody's space. And so we should never get offended or upset if someone doesn't want to hug or shake your hand or fist bump or whatever. We should just be, you're cool with that. We should all be good with that, because that's everybody's individual right for themselves. And so I appreciate you having me on. I hope we all respect one another and don't let what's going on in the government divide Christians and churches that is being attempted to do.
Thank you, Pastor Steve. We'll be back with Daniel McCabe, assistant pastor with Legacy Church, and Travis Clark, the director of Steel Bridge Ministries. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.